Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting an interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 21st of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Ian Shorthouse, I'm 30 years old, and I'm from Streatham in South London.
And how are you doing today?
Oh, doing fantastic. Nice weather, everything really good.
So, could I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
I heard about it on the local news on the telly when I was getting ready for work one morning, and it just sounded like a fantastic opportunity. So I, as soon as I got to work, just registered my details and waited till I heard something, which was brilliant. Bit of a wait, but it's worth it in the end, I think.
So what was it that actually inspired you to get involved in the project?
It was such a unique thing to do. They've had temporary structures on around Trafalgar Square before, and to actually have some sort of interaction and involvement with other people is a very unique way of using the space, and an interesting talking point for lots of people.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was pretty happy about that, actually. I had a good idea of what I wanted to do. I think it's important that if you have a message or something you want to show other people, then it's good to get out there and show it off as much as you can, really. So it's as an opportunity, it was, yeah, it's really spot on, first class.
So could you talk a little bit about your ideas for your hour today?
Well, today I'll be doing, I make short films in the evening after work, and as well as other projects. And what I have today is one of the characters from my short animations, which is going to be put onto a plinth on top of the fourth plinth. So we're going to have a fifth plinth and a large fox character that will be placed on top.
Can you just expand on the short stories, the characters?
The short story was an idea that me and a friend came up with about a revenge plot. And the ideas that we come up with, we can take them as far as we can, and then because it's an idea, you're not really capable of finishing it yourself. So we took the idea, and we sort of had about 10 minutes of story to get out of this character, and so we've decided to make a short film, short 10 minute story, and it's all based around a changing attitude. So the character that you see up there is actually changes its behaviour during the film, and other characters change shape. So it's quite a mismatch, sort of bit of a scrapbook of ideas going on. But that's because it's an idea, and ideas are usually, for me as well, it's just a very scrappy process. An idea comes in and you want to get it down on paper, or you want to draw it, you know, but you don't know where it's going. So we've been making this film, and it's been evolving over the past 6 months, and it just changes shape often, and we're just constantly surprised about how the different directions it's going in. So I'd just like to show everyone how what we've done, and have a bit of fun with it up on the plinth.
Yeah. What's the name of the character?
The character's name was Oliver, which was a name decided by my niece, who has been helping me as well with the project. I hope she'll be watching me at 4 o'clock, hopefully. And she's come up with all the names. We've got some really quite bizarre names, like Fireball and Pickled Onion and things like that. It's just like I said before, it's just random ideas that have been put together, and it just gives it another level of characterization that we find quite interesting, really. So they weren't just picked at random. They had, there was a specific meaning. I can't remember what it was for her one though. But it should be good. It should be good when I get it finished. But as usual, it's a long time to do these things.
And you said that it was the kind of brainwave of you and a friend.
Yes. We come up with these ideas about certain situations in life, and then and especially like this case, it wasn't so much about life, it was more about our favourite films, and we were quite into the revenge sort of Kill Bill sort of films. And so the idea of revenge we thought was a good punchy sort of subject to engage with people over a short time, and we can do a little twist at the, you know, within the 10 minutes. And I came up with all the designs and the concepts, illustrations and things, and he would refine the story and the process of how to deliver the film itself. So yeah, it was pretty long going there, pretty long project.
So this, you do this in your spare time?
Yeah, full time. I am a prosthetic technician down in Crystal Palace, and which is really quite rewarding work, really, with amputees. So the work is very varied, and the bunch of people that we work with are tremendous, really, really enthusiastic people. And they, of course, they give me a lot of encouragement as well, some more than others. But yeah, it's a great place to work and a great industry, really, I think.
Was that an area that you always wanted to go into?
I've always been involved in the sort of manufacturing side of, you know, engineering. So whether it be something like joinery or anything like light engineering, then I've always been involved in that area in some fashion. So this work is more satisfying because I could never really get bored with it, because every job is different and the people are so different as well. So I enjoy it very much. But personally, the work I do in the evening, my graphic design work and my paintings and the film work I'm doing is more important to me.
So apart from your film work, what are your other kind of main interests?
If I ever get any time, then I suppose my main interest would be, I like my motorsport. I like watching Formula One, MotoGP, anything like that. I like going to the cinema. But my time is pretty much taken up with my art projects, because I'm hoping to do an exhibition in 3 years' time. So we're building a small website. It's a bit basic at the moment, but it's growing. It'll get bigger and better as time goes on. We'll use content from today, hopefully, and we'll just keep adding to it. And eventually I'll have enough original artworks to have a proper exhibition in a couple of years' time.
Can you just describe your style?
It's very colourful, yeah. In fact, I think it's all based on style, on colour styling, really. It's all about as bright and as bold as you can get it, really. So you sort of complement the colours with, say, patterns and things like that. But because there's so much going on, it's quite an intense sort of composition that we come up with, that you have to be able to produce them quite large. So if I do get time to do a proper painting, then it takes a long time, because I have a very limited time at the moment. But when I do get going, it's fantastic. You just get into it and you just get a rhythm going, and in the day you've got something that's really, really, it's quite really bizarre, because it's when you it changes when you have them on your wall, you see them, and the colours, it's in the daytime, the colours are jumping out at you, they're quite bold and bright, whereas at night it's more a case of they will get a bit subdued, so it's turning into something else. It's quite abstract, really is quite different.
So could you talk a little bit about kind of where you always lived in London?
Yes.
Your relationship with the city?
I've lived all my life in Streatham Hill. I was born in Kennington, but we moved to Streatham at a very young age. We'd go to London occasionally when we were kids, but most of the time it was spent in outer London, in Greater London, down in down Streatham. If we get the chance, we come to London, yeah. Just to visit it, really. I've took my niece on a duck tour recently, never done that before. And then on the drive up here, we saw where they all get them overhauled and mended and repaired. So, yeah, every time you come up here, there's something new that you notice, that you don't, that, you know, if you lived here for 30-odd years, like I have, and you just notice things that you've never seen before. It's, you know, it's a nice city to live in.
And what do you think this art project has brought to the city?
I think it's brought a very unique opportunity for, especially if you're a tourist, to come here it's just rapidly, it just changes so quickly. 1 hour, you know, you're there, you're up there for an hour, and before you know, and in a day, that you've had basically 24 moving sculptures in one day. So it's constantly changing, and London for me is constantly busy, so it just fits in quite well, I think, with the whole nature of living in London, being constantly on the move. I quite like that.
So you're quite a creative individual?
Yeah, hopefully.
Are you quite interested in the arts?
I don't really take part in many things at the moment, but if I get interested in a certain subject, I tend to become quite fascinated with it. So the arts is quite open, really. You can get into anything, you know, music, performance, anything like that. It allows you to be more expressive with yourself, and that's what's quite important, really. You need to just get out of yourself after work and just relax, and for me this is the best way to do it. So any art subject, any sort of performance art or creative endeavor, to me is a very important thing.
So just to go back to your hour,
yeah.
What are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I hope to be able to say happy birthday to a couple of people, because it's their birthday this week. I hope to be able to get the statue to stand up properly, which it should do. We've had a couple of test runs. But I just hope that people can, they'll like to see a nice, something quite surreal up there. I think it's because it's quite an interesting little statue that's going up. And just give something for people to look at, which is totally different, hopefully.
Yeah. And what exactly are you taking up with you?
I'm taking up a wooden plinth, sort of a basic version of what I'm standing on anyway. And on that will be a marionette puppet, so it has strings and arms and legs that move. It won't be moving much up there because I can't do all, it's a bit difficult to do that, but it'll be just staring out into the square, just a nice little fierce looking fox, really.
And have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
Yes, my sister and her husband have come with me. They should be there when I go up. They've just gone off for now to have a break, and they'll be back at four for when I go up to do my hour on the plinth.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
The most important thing in my life personally is to be successful with my artwork, is to get that to the best standards that I can, and to produce more, keep going with it, and to evolve my style as well as get more out of it. I have to be able to look back and say that, you know, this is the best chance I've had, and I will take this opportunity as much as I can. So this is my best chance to do it, and it's taken a long time, but I think I'm getting there, and I think pretty soon I'll be at the right place for it, I think.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.